We're live from Le Poisson Rouge in New York City, the heart of Greenwich Village. Here we are on Bleecker Street. Hi there, everybody. I'm Rita Houston from WFUV in New York City. Bob Boylan is here with us as well.
Hey, Rita.
From NPR Music. Hey, Bob.
It's a wonderful night here at Le Poisson Rouge. Beautiful audience.
Josh Ritter and his Royal City Band are here tonight to give us an exclusive performance. Hey, it looks like we're ready to go to the stage. Here comes Josh Ritter.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here tonight, everybody at Le Poisson Rouge. Thank you to everybody out there in the American night. This is a huge pleasure and honor to be invited to play here. And so thank you. Thank you for being here. We're just going to have a ball.
Last night, I saw someone with your eyes, someone with your smile, someone with your smile. We danced, and though glad that she had asked me to, she didn't have your arms. He'll laugh and say that he can't sleep, he don't know the reason why. Maybe it's the evil eye. Oh, that awful evil eye. Remember how he used to hold you close? Now in the middle of the night. Whoa, the evil eye. Oh, that awful evil eye. Someone must really have it in for him, the way they're sticking him with pins. Whoa. We know he's sick, but we can't be sure. Still, from everything I've heard, it's hard to cure the evil eye. Oh, that awful evil eye. Lost weight of his lips gone pale, covered in little white lies. Whoa, the evil eye. Whoa, that awful evil eye. You got me worrying about your health. You don't look so good yourself. Whoa. Gotten hurt a lot, somebody crueler than you thought, and now you've got the evil eye. Oh, that awful evil eye. Evil eye.
Thank you. Thank you.
my new lover, sweet and kind. The kind of lover that one rarely finds, and I'm happy for the first time in a long time. Came along and opened up a door, and though I know I've been in love before, oh, I feel it so much more than the last time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light, when she holds her head just right. It's been winter for a while. The north winds wailed like a baby child. It was hard to think her smile could bring the springtime, but it did, and now it is. The green, green grass has come up greenly. It's feeling just the way it did the very first time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light, when she holds her hand.
Zachariah Hickman right there on guitar. Mr. Austin Evans on guitar as well.
Inside the head, just circling around my door, at night inside the bed.
by the audience. It'll be awesome. Somewhere, a great horned owl. Even here in New York. A tumbleweed rolls by. Sometimes on the frozen nights I go roaming in the bed you used to share with me. I wake in the fields, it's so cold and so lonesome. The moon's the only face that I see. But I still remember that time when we were dancing. We're dancing to a song that I'd heard. Your face was plain, your hands were naked. I was singing without knowing the words. In my throat, there are things I will not say for the sting of sour notes. I feel like a miser, I feel low and mean for accusing you of stealing what I offered you for free. Still, it beggars the belief sometimes of these we lovers be. Treats you like a lover ought to do, but whoever makes you happy, it don't really matter who. I've got a new lover now, I hope you got a lover too. Praise me to this pain these days. It's all I seem to feel. Perhaps the fault was mine. Perhaps I just ignored who you.
you're always gonna be. Instead of who I took you for, I've been treated worse, it's true. Still I expected more, but I will not chase your shadow as you go from room to room, dropping handkerchiefs and daggers, smoking guns and other clues for what someone did to someone and who did what with who. I've got a new lover now, I hope you got a lover too. In a certain light, I've got a new lover now. She knows just what I need when I wake up in the night. She can read me back my dreams, and she loves them though she never needs to tell me what they mean. I hope you got a lover now. Hope you got somebody who can give you what you need, like I couldn't seem to do. But if you're sad and you are lonesome and you got nobody true, I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy too.
We are. This is exciting. And
under wide blue skies, there's a place to lie. Evelyn, to hide the night, I'll try my best to make a go, but I'm not sure what I don't know. Well, chariots, if you're out there, please swing low. Tell me I got here at the right time. If I did, it's probably the first time. No second guesses or secret signs. Tell me I got here at the right time. You're so red. They're too low or too high. When I met you, you were sick, but you did not know why. I was a pretty poor cure, but my love for you was always sure. Yeah, the bucket was broken, but the water was pure. Tell me I got here at the right time. If I did, it's probably the first time. No Those second guesses are secret signs. Tell me I got here at the right time. Just tell me I got here at the right time. If I did, it's probably the first time. No second guesses or secret signs. Tell me I got here at the right time. Tell me I got here at the right time. Tell me I got here at the right time.
City band here. I was reading the other day where there is crossed my mind, that now that there are more people living than there were ever that were alive. So, all the people now are more than all the people dead, which I think is actually a heartening statistic. We're winning, you know? Just fantastic. Which is why I don't get invited to play weddings. There we go. And which makes you wonder why there are not more ghosts in the world that we see around. You know, you'd think at a certain point they would be pretty equal, you know. You'd run into as many ghosts as, but no, you only over, like, I know this is on the radio and I'm embarrassing myself nationwide by talking. But it is a question to be asked, like, why is there ever this one ghost? There's never like a group of them, you know. You never have like a ghost business. Except like, you know, like one of those pretzel shops, like usually. And in that way, like, why are there never, like, any ghost raccoons at the ghost pretzel shop? You know? The song is called Temptation of Adam.
If this was the Cold War, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie. We were crawling through the hatch that was the missile silo door. And I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs. I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse, she asked me. I won her over singing W-W-I-I-I. Oh, she smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or some. You would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I'd watch you with my thumb above the button. And then one night you found me in my army issue cot, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought, and all night long you drove me wild with your equation. Oh, Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take? We'd make our love and then ransack the rations. And I think about your leaving now and the avalanche cascades. My eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Could stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground, where we could hold each other close. We'd stay up every night looking up into the dark like it's the night sky. Pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. We carve our name in hearts into the warhead. Well, Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, W-W-I-I-I, would we ever really care if the world had ended? And you could hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted. Thank you.
Very much. This is Mr. Zachariah Obadiah, Book of Revelation, sitting right here on the case. A lot of these songs that I wrote for this record were written in haste and late at night, and like those moments when you know you've fallen on the ground and then you try and move something to see if it works. You know, that happens to me. And you wake up in the morning and you think, okay, I think, how am I feeling? And you have to kind of to think about it a little bit. And you think, okay, the day is going to be good. I'm going to be good. And then as night comes, you have to do stuff to occupy yourself. And most of these songs were written just trying to keep ahead of things. This is one of them. This is called The Apple Blossom Rag.
Just the same. Oh, the apple. rag. Lord, for such a knife that from my blood could love unbraid without taking my life.
The song is called Folk Bloodbath. Lewis Collins, he took a trip back west. When he returned, little Delia gone to rest. The angels laid her away. Lewis said to Delia, that's a sad thing with life, and there's people always leaving just as other folks arrive. The angels laid her away. When the people heard Delia was dead, all of them gentlemen, they dread. Angels laid her away. Angels laid her away. Laid her 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid her away. When Lewis went downtown for a new suit of clothes, he's gonna dress up for Delia like a fine red rose. And the angels laid him away. He bought a 10-gallon Stetson, and it was ox blood red. And then Steckley shot Lewis in the back of the head. And the angels laid him away. Well, Steckley said to Lewis, oh, now, don't you grieve. I'm sending you to Delia. You won't ever have to leave. And the angels laid
sweet Hemi. Angels laid him away, laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Well, the judge was a mean one. His name was Hanging Billy Lyons. He said, "You always been a bad man, Stack. You're gonna hang this time." And the angels laid you away. And the jailer said to Stack Lee, "What's the problem with you?" Oh, jailer, Lewis Collins' ghost brought Delia's with him too. And the angels laid him away. Just laid him away, laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. They buried little Delia in the churchyard deep, with Lewis Collins at her head, Stack of Lee at her feet. The angels laid them away. And out of Delia's bed came briars, and out of Lewis' bed a rose, and out of Stack of Lee's came Stack of Lee's cold, lonely little ghost. Of the And I'm looking over rooftops now, hoping that it ain't true, that the same God looks out for them, looks out for me and you. Well, the angels laid them away. Angels laid them away. Laid them 6 feet under the clay.
Austin Nevins right there. How we doing? Supposedly it was a wise, wise man who said it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, or never to have loved. How many times is the truth that you take to be true just truth falling apart at the same speed as you, till it all comes away at a million degrees and you're just a few pieces of fallen debris? And she's hopeful. Hopeful for me.
coming out of the dark clouds. Then she went away and she packed all her love in. I could not believe it, how little there was. I stood in the cold kitchen with nothing to say. Who'd keep the whole world spinning when she went away, yeah. I kept telling about the good things she deserved, that she wanted somebody I'd mistaken for her. But one look in my eyes and she'd know she was wrong, so she wouldn't look back at me until she was gone. How many times did you give all your love and find out I was so far from enough? I followed her out into the street in the rain, and the whole world stopped spinning and just went up in flames. And she's hopeful. Last tune for me. I've seen her around now with someone new I don't know. She likes green-eyed boys who are hailed in hope. But I'm a look in his eyes and I know all the old signs. It's just a couple more curves before his own road unwinds. These days I'm feeling better about the man that I am. There's some things I can change and there's others I can't. I met someone new, now I know I deserve. I never met someone loves the world more than her. She's been through her own share of hard times as well, and she's learned how to tear out the heaven from hell. Most nights we're alright, still old rocks go downhill, but she says we'll get better. She knows that we will. She's hopeful.
The world is as the world is.
Hopeful.
With a rose for the Virgin, we knew he was gone for good.
that he ran with. They moan low and painful, sang their sad lullabies to the moon, to the moon. It's a long way to heaven, his coast said. That's still a long way from the place where we are. And if evil exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. You wake up and the sun is out, the sky is crystal, there's one bird flying through the sky, he looks down and says howdy, flies by, he's your bird for the day. No matter where you are, you will hear him singing. The coffee is hot. People are making the right political decisions. You go, everybody is nice to you at work. People are respectful of your feelings and your beliefs. On the way home, there is no traffic. You're listening to NPR. Other days, you wake up and somebody has decided to put a sinkhole in your yard. There's a sequester going. You haven't still had the time to find out what it is, but you know it's bad. Whatever it is seems to have affected the coffee you made. You're standing there at the window looking out on blackness, just velvet blackness, and you think, I think I got up at the wrong time of year, not alone day. And you wonder whether maybe in your sleep you were hurtled into space and you're just out there floating around. You make your way out to the car, it feels like a spacewalk. You get into the car, you pull out into traffic. 100 yards away, you see a hotel. Your radio breaks. You think, this is it. I'm just going to pull into the hotel. I'm going to sleep for 6 more days, and then I'm going to wake up. You do. You pull in. You take off your jacket. You put things down on the other bed. You draw the blinds. Go to sleep. You lie there. You're lying on your back and looking at the ceiling. You see a crack making its way across the ceiling, slow, crawling. You say, oh my God, I hope this isn't a metaphor. You think maybe it is. And ladies and gentlemen, when times are like that and the world is caving in, you can open up the book in the nightstand next to you. And in that book, ladies and gentlemen, are phone numbers. Thousands of them. And in one of them, you will see the name for someone who can help you out. And that man's name, and I know it well, is Mr. Reverend Zachariah Obadiah, Book of Revelations Hickman, and he will preach to you.
What a wicked game you play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do to make me dream of you. What a wicked game we play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do. Some say that man is the root of all evil, and others say God's a drunkard for pain. Yeah, me, I believe that the Garden of Eden was burned to make way for a train. For a train, it's a long way to heaven. It's closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are. And if we won't exist, it's a train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. Do they feed? For 2 long weeks I stayed awake until I saw one cross your face, yeah. I knew that you had been untrue. I didn't know how, but I knew the who you spoke to in your dreams was never how you spoke to me. I know where the nightmares sleep. On what fodder do they feed? I followed one back down to hell, and I spent some time down there myself. Fill on lakes of blood and can't across the skull paper. Nurse their little coats on flies, their coats' teeth like kitchen knives, and look down from abysmal cliffs. Their dead hair by the lead wind rift on denizens too deep to see, whose own dreams, nightmares, nightmares dream. I know where how do they feel? I've been awake so long, by then they thought that I was one of them. Nightmares have their dreams as well. When they sing, nightmares cannot be ribcaged. Midnight's just a steeplechase down. Silver needles half will go. Pin your navel to your soul, and the other half will go instead. Gallop across the kicked up bed and find the one who's sleeping sound and drag him down. Drag him down, drag him down, oh, drag him down, drag him down, oh, drag him down, drag him down, oh, drag him down, drag him down where I got took. And though we may not wanna look, I'll sift hell for unequal pain. Shardborn beetles boiling rain, I'll prop his eyes and down them feet. Same hell he first fed to me. Now I know where the nightmares sleep. On what fodder do they feed? I followed one back down to hell, and I spent some time down there myself. I know where the nightmares sleep. Did was hold me down. Those plans I had, they can't hold me now that I am back in your arms again. Every airplane has a pilot, locomotive, a conductor, and I who had so many things but did not have a lover. Those plans I had, all they did was hold me down. Those plans I had, they can't hold me now that I am back in your arms again. Hold me down, those plans I had, they can't hold me now that I am back in your arms again. Do 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 do
Thank you.
I really want to thank Bob Boylan and NPR for allowing us to do this. The closest people in the world to me are here tonight, and friends and family, and it all mixes together. And it's thank you for being here. You know, this is incredible. I think that. This record was, I would not normally talk about it, but since this is, it'll be out in a couple of hours, I'm philosophical, you know? So if you'll permit me to say, this record, you know, started out as being about a divorce and really ended up as being about everything else that came after, you know? And that's great. Marriage is a wonderful thing. I think it's one of the best things in the world. It's like hopeful, optimistic act of throwing your arms open to the possibilities that can come. And it should always, I'm thrilled to be here and living in New York where that's possible for anybody, you know? So thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
What they pour me, the cups of who cares. I go up in the night sky, up in the clouds, fly over the houses, and looking down, joy to the city, and joy to the streets, and joy to you, baby, wherever you sleep tonight. Waving on the
the pot, then the brook, then that's where she makes the most of her time. But love will mean plenty, she knows the coming day when we hope we get in any. Staying on the sleepy of the butcher crying me through the wreck of a brass band. I thought I could see her in a cake while she came through the dead in the lane. A little bird floating on a hurricane. I was flat on my back, feeding the thorns. I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me up and I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought I heard somebody calling in the dark. And I thought I heard somebody call. Y'all never cared about the in-betweens. Come to hell with the blade is the maid of Orleans. Said Christ, welcome water, we can wade through the war. You don't need to tell me who the fire is for. Now bring me a love that can sweep my sword. I won't think I'd move the ride to the shore. The love of an eyes will reach out for the red. Can you love me at the cross of the name of the man?
Trees came a chillery breeze. Said I love the way the wind comes tickle on my knees. Jane shot the apple right between the eyes. I was thinking of her when you came outside. Lemonade on your breath, sun in your hair. Did I mention how I love you in your underwear?
Obadiah, Book of Revelations, Hickman right there. This man is Mr. Austin Nevins on the guitar. Phenomenal. Mr. Sam Kassir, who wrote, made the record, produced all of it. Thank you very much. Thank you again for everything. We don't take it for granted. Thank you very much.
Josh Ritter, live here at the Poison Rouge, ending with a song from the Conquest. Josh Ritter, right? Got beautiful, beautiful songs to the dogs.
Exuberant finish. Josh thanking the whole band, including Sam Kassirer, his producer, who's been joining in on keyboards. A packed house full of Josh Ritter fans who won the opportunity to be here tonight as we stream the show live. Josh is back for an encore.
Me and this band and loving a lot of music. It's an amazing thing that she does, and so we are much in her debt. I wouldn't be here today without her, and so thank you. And thank you to Carla Sachs and Mary Moyer for everything. Yeah, and Darius. So many people to thank, but thank you for letting me do this stuff. I know I really appreciate it. Thank you. Some distant moon, I'd lie on my back for one glimpse of blue, for it's gone to black. It used to be like this. Every heart on earth is dark half the time. Oh, I try and try, but I can't read your mind. Sometimes I can't see. That don't mean I'm blind. It's just your light. It's just your light in my eyes. In my eyes. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for an amazing, amazing night. Thank you. Thank you again for everything. Be well.